Welcome back to the Bun Sports Show. Of course, concentrating these days, it seems, for the last 2 weeks on Cam Newton, so we might as well rename the show to the Cam Newton Show. I am Jacob Bun, along with David Sears. In our next program, we will have Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports on to discuss this. An interesting weekend it was. We'll run through the scores as well as just update you. Not a whole lot going on as far as this story yesterday, Monday, or today, Tuesday. Basically, John Bun met with the FBI today, reportedly, according to his lawyer. There are NCAA investigators on a campus in the state of Alabama, and it's not Auburn. Alabama's campus. Jody Wright is
a graduate assistant from the University of Alabama right now.
He came from Mississippi State.
He was the director of football operations, and now he's a graduate assistant under Nick Saban. And he was interviewed by the FBI, by the NCAA regarding the Cam Newton situation.
John Bond met with the FBI today, and his attorney said, the most usual words that we are hearing so far in this case the last little while, no comment.
Even the great Pat Fang Dye yesterday on the Paul Feinbaum show.
That audio. He was testy, wasn't he? Man, he was... Paul asked him about what did he ask him?
He asked him, so do you have anything to say about the Cam Newton situation? You said last week that it would be all wrapped up. It'd be all wrapped up by Friday.
Well, he started to say something. He said, well, I don't know. No comment. So anyway, that's what's going on. We'll recap the weekend. Alabama gets a 20-point victory over Mississippi State, 30-10. Arkansas with a 58-21 beatdown of UTEP. Kentucky, 18-point victory over Vanderbilt. LSU just destroyed La Monroe, 51-0. Tennessee came from nowhere to beat Ole Miss, 52-14. South Carolina wins the East as they beat Florida, 36-14. And Auburn gets a victory over Georgia as they improve to 11-0. Congratulations to South Carolina. They are going to Atlanta. And how about the job Steve Spurrier has done? And I don't want to we'll get back to Auburn in just a second. But
that was amazing to me. I'm sitting there at the Alabama game. I look up. It's 15-7. I'm like, 15-7 in the third quarter. Florida's going to make a run. They'll get that offense going. Look up. It's 22-7. Wow. Maybe they're not going to 29-7. 29-14. 36-14.
They weren't ever able to make a run.
And I was just shocked. Steven Garcia winning, I think, only his fourth road game as a starter, which is very interesting to me because...
Yeah, it is.
Let's face it, Steven Garcia one of the enigmas at quarterback in the SEC. He can play lights out like he did against Alabama, and then when the game's on the line, throw an interception in the back of the end zone into double coverage like he did against Kentucky.
He's just misunderstood.
He's not misunderstood. He's an idiot.
Well, more times than not, if you would have pulled South Carolina, they would have fans at any point. They'll probably tell you, "Well, he's about to lose the game for us." But nonetheless, 36-14, they just thrash Florida. Florida drops their third straight in the swamp. Georgia played at Auburn, 49-31 game. Auburn improves to 11-0.
Auburn looked very mortal the first half, and then they finally put it together in the second half. I think Georgia's defense just got too tired because their offense wasn't doing anything. And part of the reason their offense wasn't doing anything was because Aaron Murray seemed to be hit when he didn't have the ball a lot.
Let's get into that. And you played the game, and I want to get your analysis on this. We've all seen the hits, and if you haven't seen it, you can go to bunsports.com.
The lone
hit is on the front page. What do you think about the hits he took?
I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't aiming for the knee and that the offensive lineman forced him into the knee for that. I'll give him that benefit. But the flat out spear in the back when he doesn't have the ball after the ball's been gone, a spear is very bad. Especially the back, they have the rib jacket on, but it's not 100% protection. So, I mean, that was a dirty play. It should have been punished. I think the SEC is very cowardly by not doing anything to him. I think it's only going to encourage the behavior. We'll see what happens.
It was just reported that he will not be suspended.
He will not be suspended for the Alabama game. I think the Georgia players were frustrated. That's why they took the law into their own hands with the chop block, which led to the near brawl. I think the refs let that get out of control, and I think that – a very blatant late hit that should have been flagged, should have been ejected. But that's just me.
And the two punches, what do you make of that? The two punches thrown, the two, I forget the names. Got one of them.
I think the punching, I mean.
Hawkins. They'll be suspended for the first half.
That's an NCAA Alabama. Rule, not right. an SEC rule. And it's you cannot appeal a suspension for swinging. I think that was just flat out wrong. And they're lucky it didn't escalate into something very ugly. Had the Auburn players left the bench the way the Georgia players did, that would have been an all-out fracas. And
are the Georgia players at fault at all?
Yes. Even if the ref is not calling on the other team penalties, you cannot take the law into your own hands and chop block and play dirty. That's not what we're supposed to do as players, and that's something that I don't think Rick has gotten enough negative publicity over and been criticized about
program.
That.
You can't. He's I mean, a good
that
man.
Is, that's just something awful. Yeah. You don't a chop block. You can end a career very easily. You can shred an E.
Yeah, and Sports by Brooks has done an in depth look at this. If you want to go to sportsbybrooks.com, they've done a really good job of breaking it down and the different hits by Nick Fairley on it. Throughout the course of the game, and you can go to YouTube and find hits all throughout the year. I mean, it's supposed that he took out several quarterbacks in the SEC. One of those would be Ryan Mallett, the excellent quarterback from Arkansas.
The pile driving is gray area because technically you are not supposed to pick a player up and drive him into the ground. That is
and
supposed
he does
to be
that
a penalty.
Consistently.
Yes, that is supposed to be a penalty. So. He's been doing it all year, and they haven't said anything about it, so I guess they're going to let it play. And when he finally breaks someone's clavicle and or completely tears the labrum and shreds a guy's shoulder and the guy's career's ruined, then it'll be too late. But, you know, as long as it's not being called consistently, it's not being called. But I would guess that the officials will be keeping a very close eye on one Mr. Fairley this Iron Bowl, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him get flagged several times. Speaking of suspensions, let's talk about the absolutely brilliant piece by Clay Travis that was released on Monday, talking about the inevitability of Cam Newton and Auburn, talking about how Auburn will eventually have to forfeit this season one way or another, and that Cam Newton will be declared ineligible one way or another. I will give you this. Clay Travis is a lawyer. He went to law school, found out he didn't enjoy practicing law as much as he liked writing about sports, so he went into that. He was able to interpret and put a very, very well-written piece about why Cam will be ruled ineligible and how if he's not ruled ineligible, then it's going to open a Pandora's box for the NCAA. Because if a player's parent is allowed to solicit benefits on his behalf without the player knowing and he goes unpunished, that means any player's parent can do that. Right. And we can have just flat-out blackmail and everything going on in the NCAA for football, basketball, baseball, whatever sport.
Right. Did you read the one today that Mr. Travis wrote?
I have not seen Clay's latest article. I haven't.
Today's was, you thought yesterday's was interesting. Today's was had even more teeth because he broke down the SEC bylaws, not the NCAA here. We're talking about the SEC and how it is incumbent upon the SEC to take action against Cam Newton and Auburn and it is the sole, as at the sole discretion of one Mr. Commissioner, Mike Slive.
Wow. Breaking text from, David Pollack right now, saying that Auburn fans may need to brace themselves. So David Pollack, a Georgia alum, is now saying Auburn fans need to brace themselves.
You know,
and this
I've
is this is Mr.
Before.
Sunshine and Rainbows, David Pollack. Word.
I know this is sensationalist, Bun. What in the world does this mean? But Auburn fans, let me tell you something. The next couple days could be the biggest couple days since this story began.
David Pollack is very happy radio. He doesn't really do controversial radio. When he starts addressing something like this, it makes you really think. And we're getting more and more circumstantial evidence pointing in the direction that Cecil Newton, not Auburn, that Cecil Newton was soliciting benefits for his son. Mm-hmm. And that you can't let that go unpunished. Now, the smart thing for Auburn to do would be declare him ineligible, then apply for reinstatement. But why would you risk that when you don't know if he'd be reinstated before the biggest game of the season? And
he wouldn't be, by the way. Let me just go ahead.
You
and tell
can't it. Say that because you never know. You never know with the NCAA.
That's true. You make a great point. But I don't think there's a snowball's chance that he gets reinstated before the Iron Bowl.
We've been hearing that it could be any day now. It could be any day now. The tapes will be released any day now. But we don't really know anything. It's very weird and very ominous that the NCAA and FBI are both investigating. FBI was in Chicago and Mississippi yesterday and today. NCAA was in Tuscaloosa last night. Now they're in Auburn. Will they act quickly? Probably not. They are a very meticulous organization, and when they want to enforce the rule, something's going to hit
this one.
We've been saying that, but I mean, this story's what, 2 weeks old on Thursday?
Yeah.
So if they get a ruling and everything in 2 weeks, that'll I think be an NCAA record. But
records are made to be broken.
Records are made to be broken. That is correct. So
well, let me say this about the FBI. The FBI did not come down here to take out Cam Newton. That's not the FBI's goal. That's not the intention of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to go out there. There's Cecil Newton down there. We need to go get him because he's shopping his son around. That is not why the FBI came down here. People need to remember that. Now, is that a byproduct? Did that get uncovered in the process of whatever the FBI is investigating? Yeah, I think so. But the FBI didn't come down here with the sole intention of, let's see if we can get Cam Newton off the football field, because bottom line, the FBI has no concern for college football whatsoever.
The FBI, I do believe, was involved in the Albert Means investigation a little bit.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's never a good sign when you see the FBI showing up. FBI is, that's serious stuff.
It is. It really is. And it could point to a number of different things. The main thing, FBI it is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Need we say more? It investigates everything. So Auburn now gets the win Saturday amid all the distractions and off-the-field problems that they have down there. They get the win 49-31 over Georgia. The Auburn team will now go on to face Alabama in the Iron Bowl, and we will have more, of course, to preview the Iron Bowl. Think about this, Sears. What once could be undefeated Auburn playing undefeated Alabama, or even one loss Alabama, for the chance to go to the Southeastern Conference title game, chance to go to the national title game. Now you have a very fragile undefeated Auburn team because of all the allegations and things that could possibly come out, and an Alabama team that has lost two games. So I think the luster on this game, while still great, has come way down, and it is what it is.
I hate to say this. I really enjoy college football. Pat Forty wrote a brilliant article about dark days ahead for college football that we will post today on bunsports.com. And it's sad but true. The game's changing. It's getting very far away from what it was, and it's just becoming more and more corrupt. More and more people are just spending money, and it's just not the same game, and it's going to have an impact on the future. And we already have the agent stuff that dominated the talk of the earlier year. It's getting away. It's becoming a pro sport, which is what the NCAA is not supposed to be. And more and more likely this is going to become a bigger issue until it's eventually addressed. And it's going to be one of those things that will always hang over this year with all the clouds of agents. And the probably best player in college football right now is alleged dirty player. And he's playing ineligible. Right. And it's going to affect the entire BCS standings.
It will.
So it's a sad state for college football.
Tomorrow will be a busy show. And if there is any more breaking news on this story, we'll discuss that. Anything else you want to add?
If you want to buy the laptop that Cam Newton stole, it is currently for sale. It's been offered to Deadspin. There's an article that we have tweeted about. And you can buy Cam Newton's stolen laptop. Currently, the bid is $103.47. So if you want a little piece of history, say you own something Cam owned, find it. Go to Deadspin.com.
You can get Cam Newton's laptop.
It is broken. It will not work. However, it does have Cam's name on it.
And the
serial numbers. And the serial numbers match up in the police report.
That's right. And the exam.
There
probably
you go.
Has it on Word document or so forth.
If you get the motherboard to function.
And we will continue to discuss the Cam Newton situation as it is dominating the college football landscape. South Carolina moves on to the SEC Championship. We'll represent from the East. This is Jacob Bunn for the Bunn Sports Show. We'll be back next time.